Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Mosai Childs?
Yes, this is me.
Thank you. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
It's a mixture of it. It's getting better, but it's also, it could be better.
Okay, but we're going in the right direction? Somewhat?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I know where the Lavin area is.
Thank you. And can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
2001.
Thank you. And now, is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Multiracial.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's just fair.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavin. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and remember, the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is more dining and entertainment options. From 1 to 5?
Okay, 5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to
5? 5.
5. More parks and recreational opportunities?
5 as well.
More good paying jobs? From 1 to 5?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Better public transportation options?
Definitely 5.
And the last one, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Also 5, yes.
Okay, and in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I'd say it's fair.
Okay, about the right amount?
Yeah, about the right amount.
And now thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
I'd say there are too few.
Too few. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a short list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And do you strongly or somewhat want to see more?
I say strongly.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yes, definitely. Strongly.
And doctor's offices and hospitals?
Also, yes, strongly.
Dollar stores and discount chains?
Strongly as well, yeah.
And grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yep, very strongly.
Strongly, yes. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavin?
I'd like to see more grocery stores, and more accessible, like, healthcare options, like urgent cares in Levine.
Okay, just let me record that very fast, and thank you for your opinion. Now, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your help. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, fairly moderate, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say it's a pretty big problem.
Okay. It's a very big problem. That's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Fairly? Okay. And now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. It's very big problem, fairly moderate, slight problem, or not at all?
I'd say also pretty big problem.
A very big problem. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you four different kinds of housing. And please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. The first one, multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Would you like to see more strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Single family detached homes?
More strongly.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes?
Strongly.
Housing options for seniors?
Very strongly.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I currently rent.
And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. And please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that as a way to address housing costs and options.
I strongly favor that.
Okay, the next one, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly, somewhat... or oppose.
Somewhat agree with that.
Okay. The next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly agree.
And the last three, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
I strongly agree with that.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I agree. Strongly agree.
And the last one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I agree with that. Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. And the last three questions, just for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Is less than $25,000? $25,000 to $50,000? $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
$20,000 to $50,000.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yeah, it's going to be Mosiah.
Mosiah, okay? Thank you, sir. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a nice
night. Bye.
Bye-bye.